Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. The pressure to succeed is destroying many young people. An entire generation feels exhausted. Not because young people are lazy. Not because they lack ambition. But because constant pressure is crushing their minds, emotions, and peace. Pressure to become rich quickly. Pressure to look successful online. Pressure to achieve before 30. Pressure to prove worth through money, status, appearance, and attention. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 6 says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." That verse describes modern life perfectly. People keep chasing more while peace disappears. One young man worked endlessly trying to appear successful online. Expensive clothes, rented luxury cars, non-stop hustle posts. Meanwhile, anxiety destroyed his sleep every night because the image online did not match reality offline. That pressure is real. Social media made comparison constant. A young woman sees somebody buying a house at 24. Another sees a friend getting married. Another sees entrepreneurs claiming millionaire success overnight. Suddenly, ordinary progress feels like failure. But online life often hides reality. People post victories and hide breakdowns. Proverbs 14 verse 13 says, "Even in laughter the heart may ache." One quarter some smiling faces online are privately drowning emotionally. The pressure to succeed also pushes people toward dangerous shortcuts. Fraud. Dishonesty. Corruption. Compromise. People become desperate to make it quickly because they fear being left behind. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9 says, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap." The love of status destroys wisdom fast. One university student became involved in internet scams because he felt ashamed watching friends appear wealthier. Temporary money eventually led to fear, legal trouble, and emotional emptiness. Success without peace is failure wearing expensive clothes. Another danger is identity tied completely to achievement. A student fails one exam and suddenly feels worthless. A business struggles, and a person feels like life is over. Why? Because achievement became identity. But your value does not come from salary, popularity, or applause. Jesus never measured human worth through status. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" That question matters deeply today. Some young people gain attention but lose mental peace. Gain money but lose character. Gain followers but lose purpose. The pressure to succeed also creates burnout. 2/4 people rarely rest. Rarely pray. Rarely slow down. They fear stopping because silence forces them to confront emptiness inside. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves." God never designed humans to live constantly exhausted. Rest is not weakness. Rest is wisdom. One young professional admitted he had not enjoyed a peaceful day in years because his mind constantly screamed, "You are behind. You are failing. You must do more." That voice destroys joy slowly. Comparison fuels this pressure deeply. A person compares their beginning to somebody else's highlight reel. But life moves in seasons. Joseph spent years in prison before promotion came. David spent years in obscurity before becoming king. Growth takes time. God's timing rarely matches social media timelines. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest." Notice the phrase "proper time." Not rushed time. Not pressured time. Proper time. Wise young people learn that peace matters more than performance. Character matters more than image. March 4th purpose matters more than applause. Some of the most successful looking people are privately miserable. Meanwhile, some people living simple lives walk in deep peace, strong faith, healthy relationships, and quiet joy. That is real wealth. Young people do not need endless pressure. They need wisdom. Wisdom to work hard without worshiping success. Wisdom to rest without guilt. Wisdom to trust God while growing slowly. Wisdom to reject fake lifestyles designed to impress strangers. And wisdom to remember that a meaningful life is not built overnight. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast April 4th.